Late on Christmas Eve 1914, members of the British Expeditionary Forces could hear the German troops in the trenches singing carols. They could also see that they had decorated fir trees, and they started shouting across messages. On Christmas Day, the troops came out of their trenches and met in no man's land. They exchanged gifts, took photographs, some played the impromptu game of football that is the bit that we all remember because it's such a poignant image. They buried their dead and they repaired their trenches. This truce was nowhere near observed all across the Western Front or other battle lines, unfortunately, and there were still casualties on Christmas Day. Indeed, some officers were rather unhappy about this truce. They thought it would undermine the fighting spirit of the men. After this had happened, high command on both sides tried to put things in place to make sure that these truces did not happen again. However, there are small examples of instances where truces were upheld in other places, usually in order for the other side to, or both sides probably, to go and collect their dead and to do repairs to their trenches. For me, the story of the Christmas Day truce is really poignant. Obviously, it happened at Christmas for a reason. Christmas kind of gets us into this kind of mood, but also it shows that even when, as humans, we find ourselves on a different side of an argument, in this case, even a deadly argument, humanity does shine through when it's allowed to. People want to interact with other people, to be kind, to share, to give, to help. And I think that makes it a very poignant and powerful Christmas story. Thank you everybody so much for joining me for the last episode. But for now, until next series, I wish you a lovely Christmas, New Year, and I will see you all soon. Bye.